Jesse Ivanga.
One Love Radio.
91.5 FM.
Each taxpayer is required to give evidence of economic activities or business transactions, such as books, records, or invoices, as required by law, and submit or present the data or documentation required by the Zambia Revenue Authority accurately and timely in accordance with the tax laws.
By the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. ZRA urges Zambians to understand taxation systems on goods and services. Kitwe Immigration apprehends 165 in a joint cleanup operation. In foreign news, more than 200 dead in landslides at rebel-controlled mine in DR Congo. And in sports, a football tournament in Zimbabwe spreads awareness of cervical cancer. For the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has called on Zambians to fully understand the country's taxation system on goods and services. Speaking to One Love Radio News Neighbourhood Programme, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says all Zambians have a mandate to pay taxes to the Zambian Revenue Authority, ZRA, but notes that there are exemptions within the tax systems, such as tax incentives. Mr. Nzala says that not all goods and services are taxed, making it important for consumers and traders to understand the tax policies governing the goods and services they buy or sell in order to avoid exploitation. He says smuggling has become a growing concern due to lack of information on tax compliance and its benefits. He has urged members of the public to make use of readily available information on taxes and policies to avoid the wrath of the law. Bank of Zambia has reiterated that no additional time will be granted once the fixed period of exchanging old banknotes with new ones expires on March 31, 2026. According to Zanis, BOZ Assistant Director Besnat Mwanza says the exchange window will be opened, which opened on March 31, 2025, is in line with the Bank of Zambia withdrawal and exchange of currency regulations. She has emphasized that after the deadline, odd notes will cease to be legal tender and will no longer be valid for exchange. Ms. Mwanza further notes that the bank is intensifying public sensitization through roadshows and media campaigns as the deadline approaches. Now, the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, as a Ford Programs Manager, Stephen Jethro Piri, says people living with disabilities deserve to benefit from all resources that are generally available and those specifically provided for empowerment. Mr. Piri says that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is designed to uplift the lives of vulnerable members of the community. He explains that there is a set criterion which targets women, children and persons with disabilities as priority beneficiaries in accessing CDF funds and other government empowerment projects. He says a disability movement, they have as a disability movement, they have struggled to access statistics on how many persons with disabilities have benefited from CDF, while many have benefited from the fund. It remains difficult to state the exact number. Mr. Piri has further called on authorities in charge of CDF disbursement and implementation to capture disability disaggregated data starting from ward level. The program's manager says it is important for authorities to provide feedback after CDF disbursement indicating how many women, children and persons with disabilities have benefited from which wards. He says it is through which such statistics that informed decisions can be made and adequate interventions put in place for persons with disabilities.
From the award, have applied for example, how many cooperatives have applied for loans? How many cooperatives have applied for grants?